You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMUFM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth in Studio A with a special guest that is no stranger to Studio A at this point. He is a member of the NMU family here for a couple of different reasons. You might see him in the admissions office. You may also know him as an advisor of the NMU Record Club here on campus. It's Mr. John Teichman. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to see you again, and good to talk about what's happening in the world of music and all the different formats that's available. I hear that there's another vinyl show coming up.
That's right. It'll be next Saturday here on campus at Whitman Hall in the Commons, and we'll have about 25 tables with all sorts of musical materials and pop culture oddities. You know, something for everybody at this event.
Right. And now, the last time you had one of these shows, it was at the Whitman Commons. And was that the first time that it was over there?
Yeah. With the construction that's happening on campus, the previous location at the University Center isn't available anymore. And so we're trying to find a new home. Whitman is near and dear to my heart because it's where I grew up in elementary school. And the Commons is the old gymnasium. So the idea of having a wild and exciting vinyl record show in your old elementary gymnasium is kind of an exciting idea.
Yeah.
We'll have DJs there. Vinyl Reception will be playing music all day, which mm-hmm. is exciting, and tens of thousands of records.
Most excellent. And we will also mention, like we talked before, that Vinyl Reception, one half of that duo is TV 13's own Bob Thompson.
Yeah. Bob is, he picks out some really great songs between himself and Greg Sandell. You're going to get a great mix of music, mm-hmm. and you never know what you're going to hear. I'm always hearing new music when Bob cues something up, so that's exciting. We're also going to have local artists there. Sean Wolfman from the Inkwell will be having art prints there. Paul Olson will be there. A variety of different artists, and then dealers from all over the state. There's a local video game seller. Justin Verrigan's going to have three tables full of video game cartridges and systems. That really has tapped a pop culture vein for a lot of people, too, from Atari all the way up to the newest and latest games.
Wow. So not just music involved in this show, many different areas of media and pop culture.
Yeah. Cassette tapes, which are becoming a really big thing. Cassette tapes. People love to go through cassettes, 8-tracks, 45s, LPs, colored vinyl. People really like to look at that colored vinyl. And more and more of the new releases are coming out. I got a Stranger Things 2LP set mm-hmm. with the upside down in the vinyl.
Wow.
It's really, you got to see it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So there'll be lots of vinyl on display from many different vendors. I've been to a few of these events in the past where you'll see crates and crates of vinyl and other good things. And you also have some things on tap for folks coming up too.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's posters, there's CDs, a lot of this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of entry points that people can make. I mean, I saw a lot of local displays for Christmas time, for the holidays, for records and record players out there. So if somebody got a record player for Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of dollar records that we're doing at this event. So if you're looking for ways to enter into this, it's not like a huge step into the deep end. You can just dip your toe in. You can pick up a few, you know, dollar records here and there, pick up some 45s. I think a lot of us love to bundle. We want to send people home happy, you know, with a lot of good music in their hands.
Right. And that's a good thing to remember, is that there is such a range between, you know, some of those vinyls that you'll see that maybe haven't had as much love in a while, and there's some that are brand new that you see still shrink-wrapped at these events too. So there's kind of a wide swath of things available.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that, you know, there's something for everybody from ABBA to Zappa, you know. Bert Kampfert is one of my favorite German band leaders. Mm. He's kind of known in pop culture for he was the head of Decca Records and turned down the Beatles.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But he also, all of his music, and I probably have about 25 of his records, the Bare Naked Ladies give that shout out to him in that song.
Oh.
Bert Kampfert's got the mad hits.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Bert Kampfert's music is very much sort of like, you know, space age, Austin Powers.
Say Bachelor Pad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, Herb Albert, Bert Kampfert, they all, you know, are on that same tree of hipster goodness.
It's cocktail time. With
exactly.
Yeah. So the vinyl record show itself, when is it happening and for how long in the day?
Yeah, it'll be next Saturday, January 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Whitman Commons. There's parking available on three sides. This is the old elementary school on the corner of Norway and Fair Avenue. We're going to have outdoor signs out. There is parking on, I believe, one probably like three sides of the building. So lots of different access points. We're in the center of the building. You're going to hear the music playing when you come in. I arrive early for best selection. People are also invited to bring their records. If they've got stuff they want to trade, we'd love to do some horse trading with people.
Most excellent.
Yes.
Well, and that's some of those, I think we've talked in the past, those are some of those greatest discoveries when you're able to trade things with people and like-minded listeners and fans.
Too. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people are really into like soundtracks and Broadway musicals, and the alphabetization is so key because someone's going to come in and say, you know, I want the Julie Andrews stage recording, you know, do you have it? Mm-hmm. And then we start digging, you know?
Yep.
And it's not uncommon for us to call out across the room if somebody else has it. So we're trying to help each other out. You know, again, we want people to find that holy grail that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And now, is it too late for others to sign up for a table at this
Tables
point?
Are still available. Okay. People can contact us through our Facebook website. Can I throw a number out there, too?
Yep,
okay,
absolutely.
You can also call 906-373-6183 for requests or if you're interested in getting a dealer table.
Excellent. Well, John Teichman, again, he is the advisor of the NMU Vinyl Record Club here on the campus of Northern Michigan University, also in our admissions office here as well, telling us about the Vinyl Record Show happening Saturday, January 19th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., again at the Whitman Hall Commons right here on campus. Thanks again, John.
Thank you very much.